Good evening, everybody. I call this Wednesday, October 12th, 2022, Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. I'm Chairman Jeff Olson, and I'll be presiding over the meeting tonight. May I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Millen?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Juarez is absent, and Hyatt is absent. Thank you.
All right. Were there any questions or amendments to the previous meeting minutes from Wednesday, August 10th, 2022? Seeing as there are none, may I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes from Wednesday, August 10th, 2022, Planning and Zoning Commission meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
And Millen?
Yes.
All right. Minutes are approved. Are there any citizens' comments from the public tonight regarding any topic not on tonight's agenda?
This is completely off of your topic.
That's okay.
I'm Jenny Lund, and I live in Countryside. And since a lot of growth has happened in our little neighborhood, it seems that there is more and more traffic that is unaware of which lane they should be in. Today, as a matter of fact, I almost got hit head on. So sometimes it's older people going to what used to be just retirement homes, but now it's a mixture of people, but it's a lot of cut-through traffic.
Why?
47. They come through 47 onto our little countryside, and then they come back down to 34.
Oh, to avoid the intersection?
Yes. So I just wanted to bring it to someone's attention that it's getting worse.
Thank you. All right. Move on to the next agenda item, which is the public hearing. There's one public hearing scheduled for tonight's meeting. The purpose of this hearing is to invite testimony from members of the public regarding the proposed request that is being considered before this commission tonight. Public testimony from persons present who wish to speak may be for or may be against the request or to ask questions of the petitioner regarding their request being heard. Those persons wishing to testify tonight are asked to speak clearly one at a time, state your name and who you represent. You are also asked to sign up at the podium. There should be a sign-in sheet there. If you plan to speak at tonight's meeting, right now, would you please stand up, raise your hand, and repeat after me? I state your name.
Jordan Cash.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That the testimony I will present at this hearing.
That the testimony I will present at this hearing.
Is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Thank you. You may be seated. All right. The way this goes is the petitioner is going to do a presentation. We'll have anyone who wishes to speak in favor of the request speak. We'll have anyone who wishes to speak in opposition of the request. And then we'll wrap up the public hearing portion and move on to discussion. So may I please have a motion to open the public hearing on petition PZC 2022-19 rezoning request?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
Yes. Vineyard?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
And Olson?
Yes. All right, PZC 2022-19, Jordan Gash, on behalf of Restore Church Incorporated, petitioner, has filed an application with the United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, Illinois, requesting rezoning classification of three parcels totaling approximately 34 acres, located at 8710 Route 71 in Yorkville, Illinois. The real property is situated east of Illinois State Route 71 and in Illinois State Route 26 intersection on the northeast corner of Wing Road and Illinois State Route 71 as part of the previously approved Windmill Farms annexation agreement. The petitioner is seeking to rezone from the Plan Unit Development zoning designation to the B3 General Business District to continue to operate the existing religious institution land use and accommodate future commercial development. Do you wish to make a presentation on your own behalf? You can if you want, but you don't have to.
Yeah, no, I think everything's pretty well spelled out.
Okay. Then, Christy, would you like to please present a PZC 2022-19?
Sure. As the notice stated, the three parcels are approximately 33 to 34 acres in area. It's in the Windmill Farms development, which is a defunct development that did not happen, and we've been here before with other parcels wanting to come and remove themselves from the obligations of that land plan. This particular property owner has three of those parcels on the south side of 71. They have a religious land use in place. There was an existing structure there that they utilized for a church. Over time, they've did a detention area and parking area. They're looking now to expand the church to about 10,000 square feet additional and additional parking as well. With those physical changes to the site, rather than just rehabbing an existing building, it triggered the need to amend the annexation agreement and rezone the property. So the underlying zoning of the property currently is a B3 and R2 or R4, I'm sorry, underlying zoning, and so they're requesting to go strictly B3, which would allow the religious land institution as well as any future commercial or office use that they want to pursue. If we do move forward with this rezoning, it would require us to amend our comprehensive plan because the comprehensive plan had holding classification of a state conservation residential. And we did that similarly to the Bricolage property a few months ago. In your packet, you can see some of the site plan changes that they're proposing for the site. There is no nearby public utilities available, such as water sewer for the area. The petitioner has been utilizing an existing well and septic system for the on-site needs of the church, and per code, once utilities are available about 250 feet from the subject property, they will be required to connect. Vehicular access and parking is adequate to the site. The findings of facts are in your packet, which the petitioner has provided written responses. Would you like those entered into the record? Which are now entered into the record. And staff is supportive of the proposed rezoning.
Okay. Is there anyone that wishes to speak in favor of the request? Is there anyone who wishes to speak in opposition of the request? All right, seeing as there are none, do you guys have any questions for Christy right now? Since all public testimony regarding this petition has been taken, may I have a motion then, please, to close the taking of testimony and this public hearing?
Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please, ma'am.
Yes. Williams?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
And Vineyard?
Yes.
All right. Public hearing portion of tonight's meeting is closed. Christy, I'm sure you don't have anything else to add. I don't have anything else to add other than we need to read, like we always do, the findings of fact for rezoning. Yes. Thank you. There's the 8 items on one of the first couple pages of your packet if you want to follow along. We like to go through these just to make sure we're following the rules. When the purpose and effect is to change the zoning of a property and amend the city zoning map, the Planning and Zoning Commission shall consider each of the following facts before rendering a decision upon a request. The existing uses and zoning of nearby properties, which is fine. The extent to which property values are diminished by the particular zoning restrictions, they are not. The extent to which the destruction of the property values of plaintiff promotes the health, safety, morals, general welfare to the public. No problem there. The relative gain of the public compared to the hardship imposed upon the individual property owner. No problem. The suitability of the subject property for zone purpose. Yes. The length of time the property's been vacant and is zoned. How long was that PUD? I don't remember that subdivision.
So the original subdivision, I want to say, was 2008, between 2006 and 2008, okay. And it never materialized.
Nothing ever happened. The community need for the proposed use, yes. The care to which the community has undertaken to plan is the land use development, which we have. No problems there. All right, then may I have a motion, please, to approve PCC 2022-19 rezoning request.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please, ma'am.
Yes. Millen?
Someone needs to read the motion. It's my
A bunch of rookies here.
In consideration of testimony presented during the public hearing on October 12th, 2022, and approval of the finding of fact, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval to the City Council of a request for a map amendment to rezone the following parcels: 0503300029, 0503300031, and 0503300033. From planned unit development to B3 general business.
All right, roll call vote please on the motion.
Yes, Millen?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
And Williams?
Yes.
All right, the motion is approved. Thank you. Is there any additional business that you guys want to update us on other than big BP signs on lots?
I can go over quickly the city council action. We talked about the BP sign already. Mm-hmm. The other two final plats were also recommended for approval.
Good.
The city council. And then the second item is aging and community. The city is undergoing a kind of a self-evaluation on how we are viewing future developments in regards to our aging population. Older adults in the community are finding it harder and harder to maintain their homes in the community or move into affordable housing within the community to be around family or just downsize. So we are taking kind of a approach of being a part of a grant that was given through CMAP and the mayor's caucus that staff is part of, and they decided to do this with each community that was in the cohort of the mayor's caucus and see if there's a through line that we can grab information from and then address either through zoning or through other means.
What have other successful municipalities done? I don't even know.
Well, some have addressed it in their comprehensive plan, which in our comprehensive plan said that we need to address. Now we need to provide concrete, you know, steps forward, and how we do that is to assess an internal assessment. So this is what we're doing. We have a survey out for residents to give us input. We did internal surveys through staff to see if we're even aware of programs that are out there that we can offer to our aging population. And then we held our first workshop in September at the Beecher Center, and now we're holding our second one in October, next Thursday. The library from 3 to 5. You can also attend remotely. This is more geared to the public officials being able to hear the feedback from the public. Doesn't have to be all aging. You can be people that are caretakers of those that are aging, people thinking ahead. So if you're available, please come by and attend. We're trying to get as much publicity on this as possible, because this will be the step forward when we update our comprehensive plan.
Okay.
To really begin to address this issue.
When are we updating our comprehensive plan? How many years away are we?
2026 will be 10 years, so okay. We'll probably start in 2024.
And I'm sorry, what was the date on that again?
October 20th, which is a Thursday, from 3 to 5 at the library. On the city's website, you can find this flyer, and it has a link to the remote.
Oh, that's what that is. I saw that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. All right. Seeing as there's nothing further on the agenda, may I have a motion to adjourn, please?
So moved.
All those in favor say yes. Yes. All those opposed say no. Meeting is adjourned at 7:13. Perfect time.